Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It is the highest host, Adam Hill, chilling out right here. Crown OG Studios, the Getting High Wish Show. I'm super excited to be back to make this happen. We've just been jamming out with Kentron pre-show. Shout out to everyone watching the pre-show live. Everyone tuning in. If you hear my voice right now, you are an amazing person. Thank you so much for listening wherever you're at, in the car, at home, in the grow, trimming, blasting, rolling. I don't know what the fuck you do when you watch podcasts or listen to them, but I appreciate you. We're on all platforms. And shout out to all the Patreon viewers where you get all the exclusive content. We've been shooting a lot more of that as well. Travis, of course, on the boards, yeah, making it happen. Yeah. And all you guys out here, listen, I'm so excited for the show. Like, the energy's already been great. I ran into my next guest hanging out with, remember Rains Cash? We had Rains Cash on the show. He's a professional skater, rapper dude. Interesting character. I hung out with him a little bit. And then I met this amazing artist. He's like my funcle, you know? He's like the uncle I never had. It was super fun. He has art all over the world, in airports and museums and galleries and hospitals and homes, and it gets commissioned. I don't even know. He probably has pieces in outer space. I don't even know, at the space station. His art is so amazing and loud and vivid and 3D. He's also loves hallucinogens, I've been learning. And he's not ashamed to say it, and his fit will prove it too, because it looks like a portal. Your outfit looks like a portal right now.
Yeah. Am I supposed to talk yet?
I'm just doing the build-up. Todd Gray in the building.
Well, this is quite an experience right here. I love it. If I'm your funcle, you're my favorite. My favorite nephew.
Yeah. Well, we're already making it happen. I'm like, all right, we're gonna do the show. We went shopping at Apothecary. You super excited? You got some good flavors.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what do you need to smoke? He's like, give me a pipe. I was like, a pipe? Oh,
exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
I think we got
whatever
some of those here.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
No. The pipe is classic. Come on. When I first started smoking weed out in the late 1900s, I was smoking pipes, you know?
Well, back in my day.
What the hell? Pipes are good. Pipes are cool. Little spoons. But, you know, after a while, they get really dirty, and then they start tasting like crap, and you gotta like scrape them and clean them, and I mean, as you need to do everything, but
you know me, I always made my own pipes, you know, so it'd be just,
what do you mean, how'd you make them?
Well, you know, I'd find a nice piece of wood, make it, you know, I get myself a drill, you know, find myself a
really
fucking, find myself an apple. Oh yeah, I've literally made I don't know, 50 pipes over my life. You know, they wear out. You lose them. You give them away as gifts.
We'll see that later. I'll get another lighter on the trip. Yeah. So you've always been building creative, artistic. Thank you.
You know, it's not pipes are a real personal thing, you know? So if you're traveling, if you're hiking, if you're, you know, wherever you are,
yeah.
You know, if you don't have a joint, you know, back in the day, you know, you just bring your bike, your skin, you know, whatever you're doing. You
there
know?
Wasn't all these electronic devices to smoke and no one's rolling around with like a fucking 12-inch bong, 18-inch exactly. fucking big old glass tube, like, let's hit this shit up the top of the mountain, bro.
Exactly. Back in my day, wax was used for candles.
GTL.
Now wax is another term to get high.
I don't even know. I mean, yeah, man. I smoked wax once. I actually literally had an anxiety attack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you took a dab or like, well, how did you consume it?
Well, I think it was like hash that was sprinkled on a bong.
So it was like you had like a green screen. You
put whatever
like,
that
you
is.
You put like weed first and then you topped hash on top of that and smoked it.
Yeah.
I call that like a green screen.
That was at the end of the day. You know, we'd been partying for about 12 hours. You know, we woke up in the morning. It was 12 o'clock, you know, 10 o'clock, 12. You know, by 10 o'clock, I'm already having my first beer. This is up in the mountains, but
10 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, but this is rare. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, of course. But I was up in the mountains with my boys. You know,
out here in California.
Yeah, up in Sequoia.
Okay,
and
the big trees.
Yeah, big trees. Yeah. They got the what is it? The general whatever his name is. But anyways, I got a little too high that day.
And you started drinking beers at 10, so I'm sure there was a lot of other substances that was being consumed.
Yeah, of course.
The life of an artist.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of partying for a long time.
Yeah?
For quite a long time, yeah. Since I think I've been partying pretty consistently since I'm like 16.
Now, when you say partying, because I know there's like generational terms. Does that mean like?
Well, I still like
consuming.
I still drink a fair amount of beer. You know,
okay.
I like to. I think that I get inebriated on some level, maybe.
Like drunk.
Not like super drunk. I'm kind of, you know, I have a life that I gotta live. You know, I have to be pretty reasonable person.
Right. You still gotta be professional.
I have to be. I have to be
artist.
Professional.
I mean, you've been doing art forever. Like, it's hard for people to maintain a career doing art. And you have just, like, I did some research. I lurked in, since, like, the 80s. Let me ask you a question. I'm not gonna try to, like get off topic. But you had some like crazy geometrical like posters and paintings that you did in like the 80s and 90s, I believe, right?
They were I've been doing art since, you know, kind of, I guess you could say professionally. I don't even know what that even means.
Well, like, when's the first time you get paid for art?
The first time I got paid was on July 1st, 1988.
So that's when you became a professional artist.
That is literally when I quit my job and... I was driving for Super Shuttles, like the shittiest job on the planet.
Is that like...
Do you remember... You don't know Super
Shuttles. Is that the red van?
No, the blue ones.
That's where, with the yellow writing?
Dude, yeah.
And that was like public shuttles, right?
Dude, that was a shitty, shitty job.
Yeah?
I was driving people to the airport.
Yeah, so, I remember those.
Oh my God. They're like the original
Before Uber. Yeah.
Yeah. And
took those a couple of times. And you would be with people and they'd have like eight luggages with them. You're like, where the fuck am I supposed to sit, bro?
Exactly. Like, they do like three stops on the way home. Stop in Pasadena, Eagle Rock, and
Granada Hills.
Yeah.
Some random ass. So Super Shuttle was a service that if you needed a ride to the airport and were too big for a taxi, because they would shuttle you, but it was like a carpool shuttle, so they would reserve seats, and you'd have to reserve how many pieces of luggage and people you would have so they could actually figure out the logistics to pick you up and take you. And
that was a shitty job. First of all, imagine just driving inside the airport anyways, right? Mm-hmm. Driving in the airport's always awful. And so you're driving, you're making loops in the airport. It's like Glendale, Eagle Rock,
right.
Pasadena. And, I mean, you're getting off at every stop.
Right.
It was terrible.
Every gate, it sucks. Driving sucks, especially in LA. And you're an artist. You ain't out here trying to sit in traffic and drive a shuttle.
Well, I was trying to make it as an artist, and I was able to get my first gallery. And I applied for 13 galleries when I moved back. I was living up in San Francisco in the Haight-Ashbury, and I moved back and moved in with my parents, decided I'm going to try to make it as an artist. I mean, serious. I was doing art when I was up in San Francisco, and I submitted to 13 galleries, and one of them said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's do it.
Oh, dude, I was so excited about that. I literally was driving in Super Shuttle. It was in Santa Monica. I was driving in Super Shuttle, And I had some people in the van with me, and I said, look, there's my work in that gallery.
Hell yeah. You're like, yeah, right.
Well, anyways, I literally sold my first three pieces the first weekend.
That's great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And that's where you're like, I'm an artiste.
I couldn't believe it. You know, it's just the most money I'd ever made. You know, I made that weekend, I personally made about, I don't know, $3,000 or something like that. $3,500. And I quit my job. I've never worked for anybody.
Like, this is more than my check.
I can't believe it. I mean, really, I mean, you know, I almost feel like I'm bragging, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, you know, that's
I'm just telling you the truth.
You're proud.
Like, I am
proud. Yeah, that was great.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Hell yeah. You know,
because I swear,
yeah,
like, what I was getting at is there's a picture that I saw on the website. Because, you know, when you type in Todd Gray, there's another artist named Todd Gray, which is kind of confusing.
Yes, he's a black guy, yeah. And he's a photographer.
Yeah.
But a very successful
one. Yeah, so you type in Todd Gray, and there's two. There's like a white dude with curly hair and a, you know, a black
I've
guy.
Always wanted to meet him.
You guys never met yet?
No, we've never met. He lives in L.A.
Oh, yeah, you guys should totally make it happen.
I know. You know what you got to do?
You should have him take have pictures of your studio.
Have us both on your podcast.
Confuse the fuck out of people.
Me for the first time. I've been getting phone calls for that guy for years. And I'm sure he gets phone
for
calls.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. For sure, you should totally look him up on Facebook,
well,
right? You're old enough
both,
for Facebook.
Yeah, we're both, you know, kind of successful artists.
Yeah.
So we both get, you know, like serious
the
phone
calls. Right, for jobs. Right? Wrong Todd Gray, buddy.
Let me tell you, this is funny. I actually had an opportunity to do a mural down in La Jolla like about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was done. And then she contacts me and she's like, this is like after about 4 weeks.
Wrong Todd Gray.
She's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. You know, she was horrified. And the whole time she thought she was talking to the old
Todd Gray. That's fucked up. What is she smoking? Let me get some of that. So there's this one picture that you have. It's like a door with some columns and like some coins, and it's like a space fractal. And I swear it was in like my seventh grade geometry book. I swear they commissioned your work for geometry.
That's funny.
It was in one because you used to do like geometrical shapes and colors.
I've always done geometrics.
Is that because of the hallucinogens that you've done?
You know, I don't know. I just have always liked geometry.
Yeah.
I like geometry moving. You know, that's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was an early adopter.
I know when I was... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I was an early adopter of fractals.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you were consuming LSD.
That's true.
Well, because I'm speaking from experience, because I know when I used to trip really hard, and like when I was, you know, doing like in acid in the deserts and mixing, you know, acid and Molly and mushrooms and doing all these candy flips, like one of the common things was like geometric fractals, everything would break down into like shapes, like almost portal like shit and like colors and all sorts of shapes. And when I see people make that art, I'm like, oh, they're fucked. They've seen that. They know. I know exactly what path they are on.
You know what's weird, though? My work is, like, very psychedelic in a way.
Yeah.
But I've never created it inebriated, ever.
You've always been sober?
I've always been sober.
Don't smoke pot?
Nope.
Don't drop a little L?
Nothing.
No.
I know. It's weird. I've been to a lot.
Don't hit the DMT pen?
No, I don't even know what that is. But it sounds fun.
DMT? You know what DMT?
I've heard of it.
The spirit molecule?
I'd like to try that. I mean, you know, back in the day, this is so funny. I used to work at Farrell's. You know what Farrell's is?
No.
Farrell's was this ice cream parlor.
Back in my day, we had actual parlors.
Well, back in that, we would hitch the horses to the front of this.
Yeah. Wow, that is an old reference. He said hitch the horses, dude.
No, but we used to, I used to be the guy who would scoop the ice cream.
Okay.
And so we would save.
Was this your first job?
This is back in.
What was your first job?
Oh, my first job was at a cabinet shop. Actually, my first job was, I used to clean dog runs. Dog runs. You know, people used to keep their dogs on the side
at the side of their houses. Yeah.
And I would clean their
dog shit.
I used to do that in the neighborhood.
Where are you from originally?
Los Angeles.
L.A.?
Yeah, but I was born in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you grew up out here.
Yeah.
Which part of L.A.?
San Fernando Valley, pretty
818.
Much.
Say it backwards.
Yeah, pretty much 818. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Canoga Park. Roscoe and Winnetka.
What? Yeah. I know exactly where that is.
Of course. I went to Winnetka Elementary.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So you grew up in the Valley, and what, like, were you doing art your whole life? Were you, like, drawing, doodling, building?
You know what I'd like to do when I was young? I used to...
Yeah, it was like fourth grade, Todd.
So what I used to like to do was to listen to music, you know, my little turntable, and...
Oh.
I would like to listen to... I used to like Yes a lot. You know, the band Yes?
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And they were like, you know, that kind of progressive rock, kind of like Pink Floyd-y.
Yes.
Kind of like, Genesis and stuff. And I would just paint, like, album covers.
Listen to the music and just...
And paint album covers, my own. That was what I wanted to do
Or just your own interpretation of what you were listening to?
Yes.
And it's like Young Todd.
You know, back in the day,
we had a vinyl record and we...
Yeah. Well, you know, album art was really cool.
That was like a big thing. This was like no internet, no like books. This was like something people put a lot of time into.
That's correct, yes.
So you would take the music, you would listen to the music, and then...
I would just hang out and just paint.
Do you see, like, when you hear sounds, are you one of those that, like, you can visualize the sounds? You see, like, colors and shapes when you hear music?
You know, it's interesting. I just heard that there are that great composers and great musicians oftentimes see music in color.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what that is, but okay. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a certain trait people have where they see the music.
Yes.
If they can paint this... They can picture this painting and then they make it to audio to what we hear. Damn, my brain is farting like a motherfucker right now. Well,
is that good or bad? What does that mean?
It means I need to smoke some weed. I'm like, I know what I want to say, but my mouth isn't going as fast as my brain is right now. My brain's like, brrr, my mouth like a little speed bumps.
Hey, I like to go into that apothecary.
Apothecary?
Apothecary.
Yeah.
Yeah, say that five times fast.
Apothecary. I'm the world's best butt tender, so it was good helping you.
Dude, I don't know, you really are. You're good at it.
I don't know your experience with weed shops. But what was fourth grade, Todd? Like, you're in school. Were you, like, a good student? I feel like you were loud. Like, you talk too much.
I was always, like, a really good student, but I was always really loud. It was always, like, you know... You and I get like an AUU, you know?
Yeah, talks too much. Yeah. If he just shut up, he'd be great. No, I got those too. Yeah, yeah.
I honestly still talk too much. I'm still too loud.
Never. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. What was like, were you always interested in being an artist, or was like fourth grade? What were you wanted to be when you grew up?
I wanted to,
an astronaut.
Yes, of course. A fireman.
A police
officer. President of the United States.
Oh my God, please. That shit has changed so much now.
Right?
Do people still want to be... I remember growing up, people wanted to be president. Is that still a thing? Now kids want to be a YouTube celebrity. They don't even want to be president anymore.
People want to be like... That's like a big deal.
Yeah, I want to be a TikTok famous.
An influencer.
Yeah, a content creator.
Yeah, some easy money.
When I was doing it, it wasn't called an influencer. I was just highlighting my life on MySpace.
Were you good with computers when you were growing up?
I knew how to use them.
Did you?
Yeah, but I couldn't like program or
build. What was your first computer?
It was like a fucking Dell something.
Like a Commodore 64.
Like a compact. No, actually I had my dad actually had Apples in the 80s.
Oh, did he?
I remember having an Apple.
Like that little one with the little screen?
I remember
screen?
Having, cause my dad used to sell computers in the 80s, so I remember we had one. Yeah, my dad was like a hustling shit.
So you sort of knew about computers.
Right? I remember I had like Flight Simulator in like 1989 in my apartment in Granada Hills, because we were all the kids in the neighborhood were at our house because we were the only ones with like a computer.
Flight Simulator, was that like landing a plane?
Yeah, but it was all like black and green. It was like super like analog shit, but it was like a game that we played that wasn't Nintendo, you know? This is like the late 1900s, like the 80s, 90s.
Did you, like, have to use rocks to make the...
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You have to like hit them to spark the fires to get the engine running. Yeah, dude.
Dude, that kind of stuff. Some of those video games in the back in the day are worth a lot of money.
Hell yeah, people pay a lot for old shit. What did you play games growing up?
No, I didn't. I still don't. I had like Pong. You know, I liked Donkey Kong. Yeah, you know what I liked a lot were pinball machines. I actually used to collect them.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I had a bunch of them. Like I would restore them. I'd get them and I'd restore them. It was fun. I like that. Because pinball machines are like, they're like art that you can play.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all themed and they have different music and they're crazy depending on what you like.
Beautiful, yeah. Yeah. But the problem.
They're so big.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're just too fucking big.
They take up too much room.
They take up, and they're super heavy.
Hey,
I know.
What about new pinball machines?
I had like seven at one point.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You love them. Were you good? Is it like when your fingers, were they quick? Was there a certain way to play, or is it all just luck?
Quick fingers.
Yeah.
You know what? I never was good at it. You know, you were talking about.
Wait, you love playing pinball. You had seven machines, but you were never
good at it. No. I've never been really good at that kind of stuff. Like, I never got, you know, we were just talking about golfing, right?
Yeah.
I golf for, you know, still like 20 years or something.
Uh-huh.
I never got good at it.
But what's good in golf to you?
I think that if I could shoot in the low 90s.
Yeah, that's like less than 10% of the world's population can do
really?
That.
Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing. I wish I could shoot in the low 90s, but like, if I break 100, I'm doing cartwheels and I can't even do a cartwheel.
See, I would think.
But as long as I'm having fun, I enjoy it.
Here's the deal. I feel like if you're going to do something for a long time, you should just get better at it.
And yeah.
I didn't feel like I really was.
But were you practicing?
Better.
Were you like going to the driving range and working on your swing?
Once a week.
But you were just playing.
Yeah, I was playing golf with my dad.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go like actually work on your swing or like go to the driving
Sometimes
range and get
I'd
better.
Sometimes I go to the driving range, yeah. But I just never got good at it. Like, I'm a good pool player.
Yeah.
I'm a good tennis player.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like a good bowler, you know, but I never got good at golf.
What's good at bowling? Like you.
Well, I mean, if I don't
like
get
200?
No, if I don't get like at least a 270, I'm pretty angry.
270?
I'm just fucking with
you. That's amazing. That's not good.
No, I'm just fucking with you. But
like if you guys don't know, the best you can do in bowling is 300. It's like a perfect score, and this fool was saying 270. That's why I was tripping, but...
Yeah. I mean, usually I'd get, like, about 11 strikes out of 12 on the average.
Shut the hell up. Oh, yeah, I par every hole.
Now, I used to be in a bowling league when I was younger.
Yeah?
In, like, junior high, yeah.
Are you, like, a hook bowler?
I don't know. I was just straight. I was
just
straight,
throw straight
yeah.
at?
Yeah.
You weren't all into, like...
It's kind of like two hands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I believe it. You get more... It's more control. What, you weren't one of those... Yo, is it wax? Is it like... What kind of wax is it? Zebra wax or cheetah wax? Or is it turtle wax? I didn't know that they...
It was salmonized.
I didn't realize... Did you know that they have different types of waxing for bowling lanes? Like, they have different techniques to wax, and that's how you determine how you hook your ball? I never knew that.
I believe that.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that shit. I didn't know it was that difficult. That shit's crazy.
Talk about it, a specialized profession would be a bowling waxer. Yeah.
Yeah, I wax bowling lanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the best waxer in the nation. I get paid top dollar.
We're going to have to get Adam Hill in for this one.
I roll with the Professional Bowling Association. I'm their
That's
waxer.
Some tasty bud, bro.
Yeah, which one's that one? The pink, the Skittles?
Yeah.
Yeah, how is it? I just picked out some weeds I think you'd like.
Yeah. I have to keep it mellow, you know? I can't get too high. I won't be able to talk.
I know, you can't even make art high, and your art is looking high, dude. Like,
yeah, that's a weird thing, right? Don't you think that's kind of weird?
I mean, your art, if people aren't familiar and haven't looked up Todd Gray Studios yet or looked up on social or online, your art is very loud. It's kind of like this box.
Yeah, exactly. Colors, by the way, I really like this.
That's why I picked it for you.
I like
The
it.
Colors pop. You have a lot of, like, you know, retro types of vibe, real nostalgic logos. You have... wall art, you do totems, you do these skateboard decks, and something that I saw before I knew who you were is in New York, there's this huge-ass mural like right outside, like right when you go, I don't know New York that well, but it was in like this central spot of New York.
It's at the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
Did you see it?
Yeah, in real life. Dude, that's crazy. I saw, like, damn, that shit is wild. Hell yeah. And then yeah. I realized when I met you, I was like, oh shit, I saw your fucking art in the wild.
That shit. That's great.
Without even knowing it was you.
Remember it.
Yeah, it was, yeah, of course, cool. Bro. It's so loud. It has like so many nostalgic.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens occasionally. I'll be somewhere and somebody will be like, ah, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll be like, I'm an artist, and I'll show them something. They'll be like, oh my God. And they'll take their phone out and they'll be like, this is me in front of your mural.
Yeah.
It happens regularly.
Yeah.
No, it'll be California.
Oh, anywhere. I know you got something in like Palm Desert and you got some shit. Like, you got murals. Were you always doing murals or is that a newer?
The first mural I ever did was the one at the World Trade Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was shitting in my pants for like 2 weeks. I was really nervous.
Because that's like something that meant something. Like,
so central, like, I was like literally like 10,000 people a day or more are watching me paint this.
Oh, shit.
They're
while
watching
you're doing
me.
It.
I had security and everything. Right. It was pretty
gnarly. I saw the video.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Taped off. Yeah.
I mean,
documented.
Dude, all of a sudden I'm being like Channel 4, Channel 7, architectural. I mean, they're all, I'm being interviewed every day. It was crazy. It went on for a month.
It took a month to do that. But there was like different sections and different artists doing it, right?
Yeah, they did. But my spot was pretty nice. And I did the sides and the roof. And the, it was crazy. I mean,
how was that when they told you, like, did you have to apply? Did they reach out to you?
I did, yeah. And I was in New York, and I just got the phone call that I got it. I was
they're like, congratulations.
I was thrilled. I was with my daughter. It was just great. You know, it's such a great moment. And I would have painted the bathrooms if they would have given me the opportunity. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe they gave me that wall. I was just shocked. And because it's so central.
It is central.
Yeah.
Like, I saw it just taking a cab from the airport to Manhattan. Like, I think it's just on that route.
Yeah, you know.
Route.
It's probably one of the most.
It was right there. It's very centralized. And
mural
loud.
In the world. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's a crazy stat. I might have to. I'm thinking of murals around the world because I know there's a lot of like random art now. Like street art has become so big,
exactly,
all around the world.
That just is like one of those locations, you know, that is one of the biggest. It's a very important location, you know, Ground Zero.
Yeah.
You know, people from all over the world come there. I'm not like there's a museum. I'm 100 feet from the museum. I'm like 200 feet from the fountains.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're underneath that beautiful Oculus building.
Yeah.
You know, that one with the spines.
And it's like right off, I think, like right off a major highway exit or something.
It's beautiful.
Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
It's.
What's your favorite? Was that like, you said that was your first mural. Did you like, what's your favorite medium to do art on? Do you like murals?
I really
like wood.
I really like to paint, but I don't paint very often.
Paint like with a brush and canvas or?
Yeah, on canvas, but I paint with tape, you know. I do clean lines. I'm a tape painter, you could say. But I don't do that anymore. So I guess I like doing I like doing these box sculptures that I do.
The boxes are awesome. The little totems and.
Dude.
Yeah.
I do them every day. Just constantly. Now I'm starting.
I want to start stacking my weed. As like boxes and give you all my packages and be like, look, what is this gonna be? I need this, I need that, I need this.
I don't know what it is about my love for painting boxes, but I've been doing it for a long fucking time, man. I just like to do it. It's weird. I don't know what it is.
And you said you like to build shit. You were building your pipes. Did your art, because I watched some of your videos and it's like you build these things, not you like paint all the panels and then you like put them in a certain way where they show it, like shows the art and make, and it looks like a lot of hard work because everything's all separate. You have like 47 pieces and it's like, all right, let's put this together. It's like a big puzzle.
Yeah, that's the truth, you know. And it's actually really easy at this point for me. I gotta tell you, but I know.
But I've been doing it for 40 years.
That's right. You know, I've put in my
your 10,000 hours.
Dude,
you're a professional.
I figured out my hours once, sorta. You try to, you know, and you know, it's close to $100,000
100,000 hours?
Yeah, I think it's up there, yeah.
How long is 100,000 hours?
I don't know, but when I did the... So say, for example...
Hey, Siri.
Okay, there you go.
How long is 100,000 hours?
In days or years?
4,166 days.
Okay.
4,000 days.
So, I'm telling you.
4,000 days is a lot. It seems like there's only, what, three? How many days in the year? Three?
Well, I used to put in like...
250 something?
I used to put in like 12 or 13 hours a day.
What?
For years.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding, you know? So, I mean, when you just do those numbers, you get somewhere fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say like 300 hours a month.
Yeah.
You know, in 10 months, that's 3,000 hours.
I know. It's
so,
nuts.
Yeah.
I was really obsessive.
So it's like over years of just, yeah.
You know, though.
I never really thought about time. I wonder how many times I've smoked a blunt.
Right, exactly, right.
Like how many blunts I've smoked. The 20 years I've smoked, they all, let's say, average about 20 minutes. I smoke, what, like 7 a day? Fuck.
Dude, I talked to some guy once. He was an alcoholic, right? And I was drinking a beer in front of him. And I'm like, how many beers did you used to drink? Because I was like feeling bad that I'm drinking beers in front of him and he's an AA.
Right.
So I was like, you just can't have like a beer or two. And he's like, no, I can't. I was like, how many beers did you used to drink? And he's like, I don't know, like 30 a day.
What the hell?
And I'm like, 30 a day? And so I'm like doing the math.
30 shots or like 30
like
cans?
Like 30 beers a day.
What the hell?
So it's like,
Travis is like, that's nothing.
So this is fun.
I do that on a work shift.
So he's like, so I'm like, hey, when did you start drinking? You know? He's like, in the shower. In the shower.
In the shower.
Wow.
You were talking about drinking at 10 a.m. earlier. I was tripping on that.
Well, that's just now, a camping trip.
Now
that's like every day.
Yeah, no, I know people golf at 8 in the morning and start drinking, but I'm saying in the shower. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I didn't know you could do that.
That's assumed. What do? You just have the can right outside the shower door?
I don't know.
Just shampooing your hair, just sipping a beer. Just like, yeah. That's so weird.
It is weird.
I don't get it.
It's got to be like shitty beer, you know, like get too fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are you into like theories, like conspiracy theories?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe we landed on the moon.
You think the moon landing was fake?
I think it might have been. I think I'm about 80% sure.
Is it because like the race and the war going on and America needs to show superiority and they just made it happen or what?
I think that's some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have the technology. You don't think we could have done it?
I don't think so.
No.
No. And I think that
it's crazy though. That's that.
You know what you're talking about.
Listen, I'm into a lot of theories. I talk about a lot of these, and there's so many. Like I, you know, there's a lot. I think, but anyways, I know the moon landing. I mean, we couldn't have done it back then. How come we haven't done it since?
Dude, I'm not even sure we have a space station right now.
Sometimes you
see some things with you know, like there's things that I'll believe in, right? A lot. You know, I think that 9/11 was kind of a conspiracy.
What do you mean?
I think that.
I mean, it happened.
It happened.
Yes.
But I see the way the Tower 7 came down.
Right.
That
you think there was like some
that's
inside.
That's a demolition.
So you think inside shit happened with
you have never seen the plane go into the Pentagon.
There was no evidence of a plane. They didn't find any wreckage.
Well, what was that?
Yeah.
You know?
They just
destroyed.
It
definitely
well, listen,
fucked up.
What's crazy right now is they tried to audit.
Oh, dude, that's so fucked up.
They're like can't count for like 800
billion.
Billion. And you're like, wait, what?
That's not possible.
Like,
and they failed the last 7 times.
7, yeah. And this isn't the first time. It's been going on for years. Now it's public.
Up.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Do you don't think we landed on the moon and we saw things that we probably shouldn't have seen and there was proof of other things that we don't believe in? So they said, let's never do that again. And that's why they had to all shut up about it.
Wow, you know, that's a really, you know, there's like 20% of the moon landing that I think probably happened. So that might fall into the 20%.
You know, the dark side of the moon, the part of the moon we never see.
Yeah.
You know, what's on that side? You know, are there actual like cities of other, is that like the International Space Station for other astronauts of other species? that hang out there. There's like a little diner up there.
Maybe.
And they're like, no humans allowed.
Well, that would be the place. if you were an alien, that would be the place that you would stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a pit stop.
It's like
a pit. Well, yeah, there's like
the closest thing to Earth.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm about to go into that fucking planet. I got to go on a mission. Elon wants something, so I got to go deliver. He's trying to ship more rockets into space.
Dude, he shot a rocket up today?
Yeah, he's doing it right now, I think.
That rocket is like the biggest thing that ever...
Rocket, yeah.
It's the biggest man-made object to ever leave the Earth,
uh-huh.
Right? And there's 33 engines, and every engine is four times as powerful as a 747 engine.
So that shit is boosted.
Fucking. They say that they can't even put humans in the rocket because they would die because it's going so fast.
Oh, they couldn't handle the Gs.
They couldn't handle the Gs.
Damn.
So they just do payloads.
Why do you think he's shooting all these rockets?
Because I think there's...
You know,
he says he wants to get to Mars, and two, he's making a ton of money from NASA and...
Getting all the government. Here's my theory.
Guy's fucking all right? Smart.
Here's my theory. Since you like theories and shit and conspiracies, Elon Musk isn't human. He's not a human. He is a degen from his civilization that got booted out, and he was like just traveling, lost wherever, and he knew that this planet has all the resources that he needs to get back to wherever he needs to go to. Do what he needs to do, whatever his mission is, right?
You know, that's because, actually a good story.
Because he's not like, he's a little different. Like, he's human, but he's a little different, you know?
You like him?
I mean, I think what he's doing is entertaining. Yeah. I fuck with it. But he started his own currency, right? And his own currency's slogan is to the moon, because that's where he needs to get to. And he's launching rockets every fucking day. He's introducing new technology to us. He was the first to do, you know, with the Tesla and with all these fucking companies he has, not another boring company.
I think he might have a brain chip in his...
I don't think he's one of us. I think he's a different
being.
That's
a really interesting idea.
And he's just trying to get back to wherever he needs to go, and he's just trying to test all of his technology now before he just ships himself out of here.
Well, I gotta say...
Now he's hanging out with the president.
I hope that he's successful. I freaking love Elon Musk.
He's
I love that guy. I mean,
he's crazy.
If he's not real, then hey man, he got me. You know what I mean? It's just like, but I like him.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of shit for us.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah.
I think he's been doing some good shit for us.
What about Antarctica?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, right?
What do you feel about that?
I don't know, you know? I'm just, you know, it like shit comes across my radar, and I'm like, that's some weird shit. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of shit going on there.
Yeah, I feel like we've been brainwashed most of our lives so they can just have their narrative so we don't really ask questions. And now with the internet and all of us having all this access to like news and whistleblowers coming out just anonymously saying shit, people are like, wait, what? That really doesn't make sense. And everyone's questioning everything now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You know... They have this, you know, we have all these different, areas that we hang out in Antarctica, right? And I hear that they have, like, directed weapons. I don't even know how that works. How can you direct a weapon? I don't know. I've just heard some weird shit, you know. They're like, I mean, they seem credible to me.
There's only, like, military bases and research, like
research
places, and, but there's like, you know, BlackRock and Boeing and like all these like companies that are doing weird shit and HAARP and all this shit that are out there controlling weather and doing experiments.
That's a good
with
question.
The Earth.
Do you think that?
I think we're in a snow globe. That's what I think. I think our planet is like it says in all the old literature, like a firmament, you know, where we have a little dome above us and we have our own little petri dish.
Dude, that's a funny one. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't know about Antarctica, because Antarctica is the border. It's like, we can't go beyond that. That's like the wall.
Well, you know, who knows what's going on in Antarctica. All I know is that there's a lot of shit going on down there that we don't know about.
There's a lot of shit going on that we don't know about in general.
In general.
Look what they're feeding us. They're just trying to dumb us down and make us sick.
Yeah.
It's just everything.
Yeah. I'm going to watch a movie tonight on Anthony Fauci. It's going to be a movie.
Oh,
they talk about how...
The doctor?
Anthony Fauci, like, he's the guy that was in charge of Gainer Research for, for COVID-19.
Yeah.
You know, he was the guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was really the guy. And he was the guy. I don't know. They say shit like he...
Did we all get a chip put in us when we got vaccinated?
Did you get vaccinated?
I'm married, so I listen to my wife.
What'd she say?
I had to.
Oh, you had to.
Yeah.
It's for my wife. I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one.
Are you just one and done?
I was one and done. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to just get the one and done.
Yeah. I'm like,
you know what's weird about that Johnson & Johnson one? Is that it sort of disappeared. You know what I
mean? It was there and it's gone.
It was there.
That's it.
It's like, what happened to it? You never heard about it.
I think they had that one, issue, and then they just dumped it.
That was some fucking...
They reset the world at that moment.
And they're like, all three of these companies invented on the same week.
Yeah, they all have the patent. They all have it. They all have the formula.
Fucked up, bro. Oh, my God. I mean, that's some fucked up shit.
Well, they just proved that they can control all of us at once.
Did you get boosted?
I did a couple.
Yeah.
For my wife. And then afterwards, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, you gotta be done, bro.
I'm done.
I mean, it actually... Now that you've been boosted, yeah?
I think I did like three.
You know, it actually explains a lot, actually.
What does that mean? What the fuck?
I'm just fucking with you. Don't be so sensitive over there.
I am. No, chill. Chill. I'm trying to get on one of those Elon ruckets. See what's up.
I like your idea about Elon potentially being an alien.
Not one of us.
You know, because I gotta tell you, he's a little bit clunky, but I mean, he's cool though. He's funny.
I like him. He's very. He's just in a body that he's not really comfortable.
Hey, do you remember when he was on Rogan and he smoked some weed?
Mm-hmm.
He got in a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah,
with the SEC.
Yeah, and a lot of shit. And his stocks went down and everything. Now he's like, fuck y'all. Now I'm chilling with the president.
I got
my own department.
Well, I'm pretty sure that after this podcast, my career is over.
Stop it. Stop it. I talk about these things. That's why I don't think my podcast gets played a lot. Because I mean, like, they're like, nah, the freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. Thank you, though. You watch a lot of movies, though? What do you consume? Do you consume content?
You know what I listen? I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You do? But not mine. That's crazy.
I love podcasts.
That's crazy. I've been doing mine.
I didn't even know you existed until recently.
I know. See?
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. That's crazy.
Dude, I think it'd be fun. I'm looking forward to hearing the next one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got 10 years of them.
I know. I love that.
Ken's been with me for a minute. I started in 2009.
Dude, I have to tell you, I really respect that.
Chill.
I think it's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been talking shit for many years.
I love it.
Smoking lots of weed.
I mean, it's you got like a real mellow, kind of worked in vibe here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, we just try to hang out. I just want to learn about my guests. You know, this is like a cannabis, more cannabis leaning content. But I love getting people that are not.
You mean like how you went to the apothecary before?
But I like having people on the show that aren't in the cannabis space that consume it and get their perspective and see their life and see what they. And you're, a total not normal to the people I usually get on here. So it's always great having these conversations.
Mostly a lot of people with ties.
No. It's like, we get like a lot of cannabis heavy people in here, like growers and brands and content creators and all sorts of things, but no one having murals in New York at fucking...
You had Gabriel on the show.
Which Gabriel?
Gabriel the skater.
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. Range cat. Oh, you're going by his government. Yeah.
His government. That's where I met you.
I went to the house. And
that guy's cool.
Bit.
I like him.
What do you listen to? Do you listen to music or you just watch podcasts?
Yeah, man.
I know you love the Beatles because you have a lot of Beatles
Yeah, I like
art.
The Beatles, of course.
You have a custom Beatles drum kit that you did. You have a whole Beatles totem. You know what I really like that you did? Those fucking lamps.
Oh, thank you.
And the eyes, the fucking eyes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Are those available? How do people get your shit?
I don't even know how people find me. I just had somebody contact me about 2 hours ago out of the blue. Shit just falls out of the sky.
Yeah, I want one of those. Can I get some? I need something on the wall, dude. I need a Todd Gray.
I'm going to give you a Todd Gray. I'm going to give you something for this
I need something.
Room.
Yeah. Let's go.
I actually had already thought of it already.
Let's go, bro.
Earlier today.
I would love that.
I know. It's going to be great. And I will do that.
Do you Do you think portals are real? If like a portal just appeared. If a portal just appeared, would you go in it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think I'd be too nervous. But have you seen that show, Skinwalker Ranch?
I haven't watched it yet, but it was recommended.
That is like my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. And there's portals, you know, there's some like right into the rocks kind of shit. You know, they have like little spirals from, back in, they carved them, the Indians. And, you know, they say that those spirals are portals. I think I believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you think
there's some shit going on in Skinwalker Ranch.
But you would never go into a portal if you're just like walking and chilling and one just appears. Like, boom.
I don't know. Would you?
I mean, the way I look at it is they never show up. And if one shows up and I'm around it, is that a sign? Is that like, is it my time? Is this like red or blue pill? What is this?
That's a really good idea. That's a good perspective.
Is this my moment? Because this, I mean, if the portals disappear, like, nah, fuck it. Like, nah,
it's not like it happens every day.
What? The only shit, you see shit like that in movies.
Dude, I have to say that if you have that perspective, you have to do it.
You know?
You have to.
You got to live life like that. Can't play safe. Look, I've been smoking weed since before people thought it was okay to smoke weed.
Back when you had to be paranoid about it.
Yeah. Back when I was getting trouble for it. Do you get the munchies when you smoke? What's your go-to munchies?
You know, I don't really smoke as much as I used to. You know, I used to smoke a lot. You go through periods, you know. I've been smoking for 45 years.
Yeah.
You know? So, and all of my friends have always been, you know, heavy stoners. I mean, but I don't smoke too much anymore. Maybe about half a dozen times.
Okay, let's say this, Todd. We're driving, we're going gallery hopping, we're going to see all your arts that are, all your shit that's been dropped off all around the state. And we pull over, we gotta get gas, we walk into the convenience store, and we want some road snacks. What are you getting?
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna get some Hostess chocolate donuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just straight chocolate donuts.
I know. I've always loved those things.
That's good.
They taste like chocolate wax.
They taste fake chocolate, 100%.
Totally fake.
With addictive ingredients.
You know, and also a Kit Kat.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
You like chocolate.
Maybe some Ben & Jerry's.
You like chocolate.
Yeah. Always. If you could get candy. What's your favorite candy? If you could go to like the store right now.
So same question to me.
Yeah. What would be if you could get like your favorite candy right now?
So I'm going on like a road trip and I just want to get some snacks. I'm gonna go across the whole board. I'm probably getting like for chocolate. Yeah, I would go probably, I don't know, Reese's peanut butter cups or Snickers or something.
Okay.
I'd probably grab some like jalapeno chips, something a little spicy. I'd probably get like some sweet tarts, a little like a little sweet candy.
You ever had Mike and Ike's?
Yeah, gross. I'm not a Mike and Ike fan.
Dude, I have to tell you, I was in the I had a candy business for about 20 years.
Man, what else did you fucking do? You fucking scooped ice cream, you candy, you drove for Super Shuttle,
you
built things.
You make me feel like I've done a lot of things, so thank you. But I have. I've done a lot of shit. And
this is all shit I'm learning.
So I had a candy business, and it was a candy vending business, and we were in 170 malls in the United States, like 26 states, and it was huge. And I was always traveling, you know? And we had probably, at the end, maybe 10,000 machines.
Candy machines?
Candy machines. They were all a quarter. They were all for 25 cents.
Oh, it was those little ones that you...
Yes.
Oh.
And we were in shopping malls, and we would have like...
You would kill it in those days.
Dude, it was crazy. But now...
Those candies were so gross, though. They were always like
stale. That was the thing about the Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's were our most popular candy.
Ew.
Across the country.
Gross.
People love them.
I used to get the Runts.
Oh, I don't like Runts.
What?
Runts suck.
I mean, out of those, okay, you got Mike and Ike's, you got Runts.
Runts
like,
are the worst.
You got like those sugar-coated pet, whatever they are, and little Chiclets. What are you fucking getting? You're getting the fucking Runts. You want the tangy hard candies,
dude,
bro.
Dude, we got like chocolate raisins, chocolate almonds.
No, Reese's, those are like, these are
Reese's
elegant
pieces,
ones.
Pieces.
Damn, M&Ms, where are these quarter machines M&Ms at? That's not the ones I had.
I'm telling you,
I was in the Valley at the Fallbrook Mall. Those weren't there.
The Fallbrook Mall. Do you know the Fallbrook Mall was our first mall that we got a gumball machine in?
What?
Swear to God, in the food court.
See, I know that one. I've spent quarters in that one. What do you mean? I remember. I knew the candy selection. That shit sucked. I used to go to Cusar and motherfucking Discovery Zone. What? Shit. I'm a Valley kid.
Did you like Discovery Zone?
Yeah, I went dizzy at Discovery Zone.
Oh, do you?
When I was a kid, hell yeah, Discovery Zone was a shit.
You skateboard?
I did.
Did you ever go to? They didn't have skate parks, or did they?
Listen, Todd, it's not about me. It's about you right now. All right. But yes, I skated. I did more street skating. There was a couple skate parks, but not as they are right now. You know, we were at a time when, you know, we were pioneering things. We were the part of the creating,
right.
And we
That's
were
right.
out here pushing for things. Look, now everyone can just smoke weed freely. Back then. This was super illegal.
Dude, when I was growing up, I used to have like a frisbee underneath my
car seat. A rolling tray.
Yeah, because you get all the seeds out of
it. Yeah, see, back in my day, we had to clean our weed.
What's the last seed you've seen in a bud?
I mean, if you find a seed now, you're happy. You're like,
you never find it.
You're like, I got a seed. I'm gonna grow this shit and make some fucking fuck everyone else. Nah, but growing is too hard. It's a lot of work, dude. Did you win? I feel like you won a superlative in high school. Did you win? Like, you know, at the end of the year, they do like class clown, best smile.
Do you know what? I never won a superlative ever, and I never will. sadly. That's sad.
Aww.
It's a very sad story.
Can I get that sad trombone, dude?
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
That was good.
Sorry, dude.
That's good. I like those sound effects. That's good.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's like a regular day in the life for Todd Gray, the artist right now? What are we...
Okay. My day is kind of... I have two kinds of days. One, the days that I work and the days that, like, when I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. So when I work... I have a really nice place. It's really just a cool little place. Wake up there, whatever, have a cup of coffee, meditate, and...
Meditate every morning.
I do.
Mandatory.
I've been doing it for, I don't know, long time,
yeah.
Decades.
And you feel like it's helped.
Well, you know, my life is what it is, you know, and meditation's super... it's sensitive, you know. It's really hard to know if it works, you know. So I just can just look at my life and I go, my life is good. It must be working, you know, because I've been meditating a long time. It's not an easy thing to do, and I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. I feel like I can't. All right, just focus, close your eyes, and breathe. Yeah, I can't. I'm gonna
I'll tell you, some days are fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So work days, you're just at the...
Oh, so then I go to my studio.
All day.
Yeah, I'll get to my studio like around... It depends on how motivated I am. But usually I'll get there around 8 o'clock and just work on my computer for about an hour, 2 hours. And then my employees come in and...
Yeah, they come in at 10. Must be nice.
It's better for me because I can just chill, you know? And... I don't like being pressured ever, you know, but so we just work all day. We just make art. It's crazy. Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's a weird thing, Adam. You know, after all these years, I feel like I totally don't take it for granted, and I enjoy being a master at my own little my own little thing that I do. That's what I like.
Do you get your like inspiration from to create? Where do you bring your?
You know, it's I see a lot of music. Say that music's huge, but at this point, I get inspiration from pieces that I've done before in the past. I kind of get inspiration from what I've been doing. Yeah, I kind of want to change it up a little bit.
You know what one of my favorite pieces is that you have is your Aliens, where you have
in the hallway there.
Marvin the Martian and Kang and all the popular aliens from TV, and it's like a huge piece.
You know, that piece was inspired by when we went to Iraq.
You went to Iraq?
No, but I was, it was after...
Oh, the war, when we had the war.
We went to Iraq for the war.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly, and I felt like it was
Which wasn't real.
I couldn't take all of it, It's like, you have like Dick Cheney and Halliburton and, why are we going there? And I was just like, I hope the aliens can save us. I'm just waiting for the aliens.
They're here. They're already here.
But that was the inspiration for all those famous aliens.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting for the aliens to save us. Wouldn't it be funny if the alien was Elon Musk?
Well, if you could have any superhero power, let's say, it's Todd's time to save us. If you had a superhero power, what would your superhero power?
I think I'd like invisibility.
Yeah?
Yeah. How about you?
You just disappear?
Well, I'd like to go to, girls' locker rooms and
chill,
stuff.
No, chill, 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 chill. Yeah. Mine changes all the time, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, especially. Of course, that's not what I would do.
Yeah.
Go to boys' locker rooms too.
Chill. Listen. All inclusive. That's what we're all about.
I'm just fucking with you. No, really, honestly, I'd like to sit in. I've thought about this a lot. I would like to sit in on important meetings that you
just be a fly on the wall.
Hear
what the really is going on.
What's really going on? Yeah, that's what.
Do you watch? Have you seen The Boys? The superhero show. All right.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Invincibility.
Invisibility. What would you like?
See, at first I just wanted to be able to communicate with everything, understand all ways to communicate. I feel like communication is the best way to solve anything, because I feel like a lot of people are misunderstand, and that's why there's a lot of conflict going on, and people take things the wrong way. But then, doing these questions, one of the things that someone told that I thought was really great is to be able to just have infinite pasta, to be able to shoot pasta infinitely, like noodles. So you could shoot them like hard noodles where they could be piercing and they could be damaging, or you could do pasta noodles where you could kind of wrap people up and you could feed people, or you could build
you
shelter.
Shoot them out of your fingers?
Yeah, like Spider-Man shit. Just like, you just create pasta. Just
so you'd be Pasta Man.
Pasta Man. Yeah. You could feed the world. You could protect the world. Make shelter. You could protect yourselves. Build pasta walls. Just endless pasta. I thought that was kind of crazy. Someone also said infinite finger launchers. You could just shoot your fingers.
Yeah, I'd rather have invisibility.
Yeah.
For Halloween, I was Exact Change Man. And I had this changer. So if you wanted change for a dollar, I could give it to you, because I was Exact Change Man. Yeah, that was my costume. Stupid.
Sounds great.
If you saw it, you'd like it, believe me.
Let me ask you this, Todd. You're a very interesting person, and I feel you have a lot of great, interesting answers. If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, anyone, fiction, nonfiction, character, whoever, three beings.
Well, that's a good question. I would say, You know, I would like to, my first one would be Al Held. He's my favorite artist.
Al
Held. Nobody knows who he is.
No, I would love to look him up. That's what I'm saying. H-E-L-D?
Yeah. Yes.
Held, like I held the item?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And nobody would want to have dinner with him, but except for me.
You don't know that.
Believe me, I
know. You don't know that.
Then I would like to have dinner with probably Jerry Garcia. I think that would be fun.
And, this is all together. So you said,
oh, all together.
You said Max Held?
Elon Musk. I think Al Held.
Al.
And then I think I'd like to have dinner with, like, I think Elon Musk would be great. I love that guy.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
You should make a little art piece.
Maybe for SpaceX.
You should, like, I'll a rocket. Or you should do like all of his companies, yeah. like X and Tesla and SpaceX and Not Another Boring Company, and just do all of his
the
logos.
Boring Company. That's like my favorite one.
Yeah, see?
The Boring Company. Hey, did you ever see that one where he had like a fire shooter?
Al Held, oh, look, he does kind of art like you do.
Those are from the like the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, Alex, though, he did drugs.
Yeah, he was a New York abstract expressionist.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great dinner. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Hell yeah. Do you play games? Do you play board games? I know you don't play video games and shit.
I don't play video games. And the reason
and
I
you
don't
play pinball, but what about like Monopoly or Life or?
You know what I do? I do puzzles with my girlfriend.
Yeah?
We'll just do the, like, really
beautiful. 1,000 pieces?
Well, like they're wooden ones. Some of these wooden puzzles are just really intricate and beautiful. Fun, you know,
yeah.
Different than your classic puzzles. I thought that I wouldn't like it. I thought it'd be like a huge waste of time.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of relaxing.
Puzzles are soothing.
Yeah.
I did a lot of those during the time when we were all locked down and taking all those boosters.
Right. Yeah. And you can listen to you can listen to podcasts while you're doing them.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool.
Have you ever played Connect Four?
Oh, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you good?
I don't remember. I don't even remember how to play it.
You just got to connect four pieces together.
Connect Four.
Yeah. Are you down to get down on a Connect Four?
No, I'm into it.
Stay where you're at. Stay where you're at. Okay. Stay where you're at. We'll just play on one side. We can look at this side.
I don't remember how to play this game.
You just got
to
get four in a row.
Okay.
All right, you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you're good. Okay. We good right there? All right. All right. Do it again. Hold on. I love how you just jump right into it. So what are you working on right now?
I'm working on a bunch of stuff right now. Like some catalogs and Grateful Dead body of work. And that's interesting.
What's interesting? I'm sorry to cut
you. I was watching what you're doing. Now I'm starting to get the hang of what we need to do here. You know what? I made a really cool chess set, which is really beautiful. I'd like to play chess.
Chess. I like chess. This is like chess for ADD.
You know, it's interesting because there's a strategy to it.
Yes. There's a
Dude,
little.
Yeah, and you just.
I just what?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. It's pretty interesting.
Now I'm nervous. Ken, stop with this music. You're making me nervous. No, just play it. I'll just play it. Let's go. So you're working on some Grateful Dead stuff. That's more music.
Dude, yeah. Really. I've been wanting to do some Grateful Dead stuff for about 30 years.
Damn.
Kind of, for some reason, I...
Pay attention.
How about that? That's...
For 30 years, you were...
Yeah, it was too much... I was a little nervous because it was a lot of inspiration because I loved them so much. It kind of made my head hurt to take all that information and try to make it simple because I create my own languages and I don't like to work that hard.
That's too much. I got you. This was a fun game to play. I just want to let you know I see the future and I see that I've won.
Ah! But you know, it's like, Dad, I'm just calling you to let you know I've won the $1 million.
You do karaoke? I feel like you go to karaoke.
I do. No, I have my favorite song, too. It's always a...
What's your favorite song?
Okay. Well, I don't do karaoke very much, like twice in the last 10 years. But if...
I think you're lying. You just said you were so quick to say how much you love it.
No,
it's
just...
your turn. You didn't go.
You told me you won the game.
I did. I just see the future.
Okay. I did karaoke about a month ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went over to Paoli's.
Uh-huh, in the valley?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was fun, man. So
what'd you sing?
I sang That's Amore.
That's Amore.
That's Amore. There's a moon in the sky like a big pizza pie.
That's
Amore.
Oh, yeah? Oh, because you were in like an Italian spot.
Well, it's also a good song, you know. I'm not going to go up there and sing like Mariah Carey bullshit, you know.
That's because you can't sing Mariah Carey. Can you?
Even if I could, I wouldn't.
Why not? If I could sing Mariah Carey, I would be showing that off all day.
Now you know. What would you sing?
Me? I love how you ask me the questions, too. This is great. It changes. It depends on my mood. How involved am I?
I don't know.
Am I forced to do karaoke or did I want to do karaoke?
Okay, if you wanted to do karaoke.
I will do like, I like Big Butts by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like doing that one.
I'll remember that.
Yeah.
You need to keep these in your back pocket
If I just want to fuck around, I'll do the tequila song. Because it's just one word.
And la 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 Dude, that is a good
tequila.
One. That's a good one.
And you don't even need to say it because when that comes, you just put the mic to the crowd and everyone else says it. So you just got up there and just danced the whole time.
Dude, is the best song ever.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Hey, just have like a shot with you the whole time.
Oh my god.
Just do the Pee Wee Herman, you know, easy shit.
Dude, that is a good one.
That one, Ken. That one right there.
Woo.
What are you listening to?
I listen to so much music. I can't even tell you. I like my semi hobby is making soundtracks, and so I just listen to like as much music as I can. But my favorite band I would say is Fish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like Fish. I'm gonna go see a band called Jerry's Middle Finger this weekend. They're kind of like they're a Jerry Garcia band.
Okay, like a little jam band.
Yeah, and
all right.
I listen to everything, man. I can't even tell you.
I learned a lot, Todd.
Okay.
I learned a lot. We try to keep these shows at an hour. I feel like we could keep talking. We just scraped the surface on a lot of things. I know we're almost there. I don't know where we're at, but I feel like... Do you eat cereal? What's your favorite cereal?
I don't eat cereal, but my favorite cereals used to be Lucky Charms.
Okay.
And I liked Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
And those are my two favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are okay.
Yeah. I didn't like Captain Crunch, of course.
You like to ruin your mouth, huh?
I mean, we were, you know. This is the end result of that stuff. This is what happens.
Do you go to weed events? Have you been to a weed event?
I haven't.
What are you doing November 30th?
I don't know.
Come to my weed event.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
Hollywood.
Okay, I'll go to that.
Hollywood. Yeah. All right. It's a smaller event, but it would be great.
What do you just go walk around?
I'm going to have a couple brands there. We're going to be chilling, smoking. I don't know. Maybe I didn't even ask Ken, dude. I'll see if Ken wants to play. Nah, I'll just have Ken hang out. Yeah. I'll just have you hang out. I don't want to. If you don't want to work, we're good.
Cool.
I know it's a lot to do all that shit.
Quit me and remember.
Exactly. Shout out to Kentron, by the way. Make sure you follow him on all social media platforms. He's streaming. He's posting daily, playing the keys. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Also, Travis out here. Follow him too. This will be streaming daily. Trav man, he be playing games and shopping for shit and building and talking a lot of shit. So if you like that, let him know. Todd Gray, where can people find you? What are we doing? Where are you at?
Oh, you're talking. Oh, sorry.
Are you social
media?
Am I still
here? Am I still here? No.
I don't know. You smoked all that weed. Are you still here, bro?
Nah. What was the question?
You do the social media.
Yeah, I would go through the portal, I think, at this point.
Are you social media? Todd Gray Studios?
Yeah, Todd Gray something or other.
You do the IGs, you do the YouTubes.
Mostly just Instagram. You know, it's hard enough just to do Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got to do more of it.
you know.
What are you going
to
do?
So, and if someone wants something, they just hit you up, like Todd
Gray. Yeah, they just hit, you know, you can find me, you know, Todd Gray. There I am, you know, in living color.
What?
But the, you know, somehow right. they find me. I don't know how it happens. But they,
I mean,
like,
your art is in places that people see. I, listen, I had a friend who just landed in L.A. at the LAX airport. I think he was flying Delta or something. And he took a picture of one of the art pieces on the wall. And I was like, oh, I know that. That's Todd Gray.
That's hilarious.
You're in the fucking airport too, dude. Like, yeah, you're everywhere. Was, of course people are going to find you.
Yeah. That was amazing. You know the guy from, you ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
So I installed that. It was the opening of the Delta terminal there. It's like the private part of it. And so I go to the bar. And Jesse is
Jesse Pinkman yeah.
is pouring what is it, tequila, and what's the other one?
Vodka,
mezcal drinks. Yeah, and I was just like, oh my god,
that was great.
It was crazy.
And your art piece is right there.
Yeah, well we have, but yeah.
Is that crazy having your piece at an international airport? One of
you know,
biggest...
I don't really think about it. The,
This wild, bro. Like, you have pieces that are, like, in so many places that thousands of eyes see daily.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time, you know, and it's amazing, really. I'm just...
it's kind of amazing. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't really sit back and reflect on the things that they've done or the things they've accomplished, even, like, when you're feeling down. Like, being... alive for as long as we have and doing the things that we've done, you're like, damn, I've actually, you know, done some things. And I don't think a lot of people actually take the time to reflect on things that they've accomplished or done in their life. And they probably should do more of that. And,
of course.
And you are an inspiration. You just seem like a regular ass dude that has great energy and just followed your passion and said, fuck driving for people. I'm just going to be doing art and getting paid for this shit.
You know, I just... made a decision when I was younger that I would just rather do what I love than making money doing something I hated.
I totally feel that. That's the like happiness of life is being able to survive off doing what you love because you're not really working. Work is like a four-letter word that has so much negative connotation. No one ever loves to be like, yes, I'm going to work.
You know, I have to say this, though, is that what I meant is that I'd rather struggle doing what I love than making money doing something I hated.
Yeah.
And that was the reason I put so many hours in.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt like for every hour, you know. Yeah.
Todd Gray! Put in them hours. Yeah. Follow your passion.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone listening. You are the best. Listen, don't forget, leave an honest 5-star review. Just be honest with it and let them know how great the show is. I mean, especially if you're still listening right now, then we must be wonderful. Unless you fell asleep and you just woke up right now. No, appreciate all you guys for listening, all the love and support. The album's dropping too. Don't forget to go listen to the new music. Yeah, I'm an artist now, dude. I got streams. I'm getting paid for music, so I guess I'm an artist now. A musical artist.
What?
Todd Gray Studios, make sure you check him out. It's been a pleasure having you here. I had so much fun, dude. The hour, we're way over an hour. I know that for a fact. It didn't feel like anything, dude. I feel like we just started the show, but...
Right.
Thank you so much.
It was super fun. I really enjoyed it.
My uncle, dude. My funcle right here. My funcle.
And my favorite nephew.
Yeah. Yes. Let's go golf. You down? You still got your clubs?
I don't. I don't have my clubs anymore.
If I give you my clubs, can you, like, the iron, would you be able to, like, customize them with, like, a Todd Gray finish?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, fuck golf. Nah,
not even for my favorite nephew.
Nah, I'm thinking.
But maybe you'll find something on your wall of this room.
What?
That'll be good.
If I get a Todd Gray, we're redoing this whole wall 100%. I'm doing the whole new studio.
It's been
a pleasure, dude, from conspiracies to all sorts of things. Todd Gray,
thank you.
I would love to tackle some more and make some more shit happen, bro. Until next time, I'll see you guys. I appreciate all y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
You know, when you hear, that was great. Thank you.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.